A reading from the second book of Samuel. Once David had settled into his house, and the Lord had given him rest from all the enemies surrounding him, the king said to the prophet Nathan, "Look, I am living in a house of cedar, while the ark of God dwells in a tent." Nathan said to the king, "Go and do all that is in your mind, for the Lord is with you." But that very night, the word of the Lord came to Nathan. "Go and tell my servant David, thus the Lord speaks, are you the man who built me a house to dwell in? I took you from the pasture, from following the sheep, to be leader of my people Israel. I have been with you on all your expeditions. I have cut off all your enemies before you. I will give you fame as great as the fame of the greatest on earth. I will provide a place for my people Israel. I will plant them there, and they shall dwell in that place and never be disturbed again. Nor shall the wicked continue to oppress them as they did in the days when I appointed judges over my people Israel. I will give them rest from all their enemies. The Lord will make you great. The Lord will make you a house. And when your days are ended, and you are laid to rest with your ancestors, I will preserve the offspring of your body after you, and make his sovereignty secure. I will be a father to him, and he a son to me. Your house and your sovereignty will always stand secure before me, and your throne be established forever." The word of the Lord.
I will sing forever of your love, O Lord. I will sing.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. From Paul, a servant of Christ Jesus, who has been called to be an apostle and specially chosen to preach the good news that God promised long ago through his prophets in the Scriptures. This news is about the Son of God, who, according to the human nature he took, was a descendant of David. It is about Jesus Christ our Lord, who, in the order of the Spirit of holiness that was in him, was proclaimed Son of God in all of his power, through his resurrection from the dead. through him we received grace and our apostolic mission to preach the obedience of faith to all pagan nations in honour of his name. You are one of these nations, and by his call belong to Jesus Christ. To you all, then, who are God's beloved in Rome, called to be saints, may God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ send grace and peace. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. He went in and said to her, "Rejoice, so highly favored. The Lord is with you." She was deeply disturbed by these words and asked herself what this greeting could mean. But the angel said to her, "Mary, do not be afraid. You have won God's favor. Listen, you are to conceive and bear a son, and you must name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his ancestor David. He will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and his reign will have no end." Mary said to the angel, "But how can this come about, since I am a virgin? The Holy Spirit will come upon you." The angels answered, "And the power of the Most High will cover you with its shadow. And so the child will be holy and will be called the Son of God. Know this too, your kinswoman Elizabeth has in her old age herself conceived a son. And she whom people called barren, is now in her sixth month. For nothing is impossible to God." "I am the handmaid of the Lord," said Mary. "Let what you have said be done to me." And the angel left her. The Gospel of the Lord. Father Joseph has pinched my opening gambit. It's quite nice once he says something and I think, yes, I'm on the right track before I stand up here. So, Christmas is nearly upon us. I've always had a special place for Christmas in my heart. And it's not really about the presents and the food. It's about the way people come closer to each other, where families become close, even closer than ever. And I think that's something, as you get older, you look at other things rather than, you don't need presents really. It's just nice to look at the children and the grandchildren and smile, because you see such a big smile on their face. So none of the other things really matter to me personally, and probably not to you also. Thing about Mary is, she is our hope. She is the hope of the world. In Florence, there's many pictures depicting the scene of the Annunciation. And you always see Mary taken aback, as it says in the Gospel. Slightly frightened, timid. But no matter what, she says yes to what the angel says. I wonder how much we feel we can say yes to God when he asks us to do something. She put her complete trust in God, 100%. Yet she knew it would also change her life tremendously, and she would never be the same again. If you go to Niagara Falls, I think it's Niagara, where people tend to try and be brave and go and get married there, and the man tends to show off how brave he is. And at one point they used to seal themselves in barrels with tar and get pushed over the water edge. Some didn't survive. But it never stopped people trying to do something special. Something special to show off. To show to their impending wife, who was probably terrified. But then that sort of drifted away, and people stopped doing that. And then someone said, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll walk across on a tightrope. So everyone got together, and this gentleman goes out with the balance pole. You know the balance pole? And they're saying, yes, yes. And they're all at the other end saying, come on, you can do it. You can do it. And he does it. But then someone gets an even better idea, and he decides to walk across on a tightrope, pushing a wheelbarrow. And he has a man in the wheelbarrow in front of him. So he sets off, and you can imagine what the man in the wheelbarrow is thinking. Yes, you are supposed to laugh at that, because I know I wouldn't get me in that wheelbarrow. So he sets off, and everyone is waiting at the other end. And of course the man in the barrow is petrified. But eventually, the man pushes the wheelbarrow to the end of the rope, to the end of the wire. And he's there, and everyone cheers and claps. And the man says, do you know, I knew you'd do it. I knew you'd do it. You'd be successful. I will put my faith in everything you do, anything at all. And he shook the man's hand. And the little man is stood there. And the man that's just pushed the barrel says, you will really put your whole trust in me, in what I want to do? He says, yes, anything. So he says, well, get in the barrel and we'll go back. I'm glad that got a laugh. I was worried about it. But it's about faith and trust. I trusted you would laugh. Mary gave herself 110% into God's hands and trusted him that what she had been told by the angel would work out all right. But how many times do we put our trust in God? 110%, 90%, maybe 50%. Because trust, 100% trust, is very hard when you're facing things. People say we should model ourselves on Jesus. But I don't think we can do that, because we're not perfect. I think what we need to do is model ourselves on Mary. Today, she is accepting the role of bringing up Jesus even though it will change her life completely. And she knows it's got to be 110% of her life that she has to devote to him, like any mother. And the prophecy was always foretelling from the prophets down that this woman, they didn't know who it was going to be, from the house of David, was going to bear the Messiah, to give birth to the Messiah. And of course, there'd been many people, many girls and women in Jerusalem thinking, that might be me. I'm good enough to bear the child. But he didn't choose them. He chose a peasant girl, probably about 17 years old, from a backwater village. How easy is it for us to accept and trust God when this young girl who was betrothed to a man and found out she was pregnant is going to accept what is to come? That's the meaning of Christmas. Trust and faith in God. God gave us the thing that he shared most. He gave us his son, who later tonight will be with us. And Mary's faith in accepting that proclamation touches us all as we try to put faith in our children, faith that we have brought them up in the best way we can. They don't always turn out how we expect them, but we still put faith in them and we still love them. So God gave his unconditional love in Jesus. Let us put our unconditional faith in God and Jesus Christ, who will be born this evening.